Right, my name is Walter Hounsell. I was born in Upwey in Elwell Street, number 52, in 1924. My family have all been stonemasons, and they still are, even to this day. And one interesting piece of history about the stonemasons is that all Thomas Hardy's work was done at the Hounsell Memorial Works in Springfield Road, Broadway, and my father put his heart in the grave. And then afterwards they filled the grave in and put the memorial on top, which they can now be seen to this day. Other than that, the family did war memorials all over Dorset. Too many to mention, of course, but quite a few of them. Oh dear, I tried.
What about you growing up yourself in the village?
Growing up, oh well, yeah, just an interest. Well, yeah, I went to Broadway School, which I think did me very good, really. And I left school, and father put me an apprentice to a carpenter. But this didn't last very long because Mr. Hitler started the war and I had to go in the services, which was the Royal Air Force. I was in there for, 4.5 years, came home and carried on working in the business, the stone business. And this was later taken over by a Portland firm, which meant that the Hounsell family sort of got lost then. So my brother bought another firm, which I'll name it now as Stones of Weymouth, and they're still going strong in Weymouth, Dorchester and Martock. That's Somerset, I think.
It is, yes.
Yeah.
Where did the stone come from?
Portland. They used to go to Portland with a horse and cart and fetch the big lumps of stone, and then saw them to size in the stone yard with a saw, which was push-pull only by a man, and the only thing that cut into the stone was sand and water. And it used to take about 2 weeks to cut down a piece of stone about 2'6" thick, and now they do it in Portland in about an hour. Yes. Anyway, oh, that reminds me, I got a photograph somewhere of that. The old push-pull saw. Anyway, never mind. Stonemasonry is a very interesting job, really. Not only from the people you meet, but actually working on the stone yourself. Me personally, I've cut thousands of names on memorials. Thousands. In fact, I've still got my letter-cutting tools to this day. And I'm nearly 83 now. Not that I use them now, mind, but they're still there. So I shall hand them on to somebody one day, I expect. After the services, what did I do? Yes. What did I do when I came out? Oh, of course, the works were still there when I came out from the services. So I stayed there as long as I possibly could. There's some...
Okay, I'll just pause a minute.
Yeah. I went to school at Broadway. You know, all my school days were done there in the old school, which is now living quarters. Anyway, I went to school there, and I must say I had some very good times at school. I used to do woodwork at school as well, and he was a good master, Mr. Cook. And I used to make some very interesting items there. But the day came, of course, when I had to leave school. And what did I do then? I went to work for the family business, which I described earlier. Actually, I went for an apprentice. I'm sorry, I forgot that. It wasn't until I came out of the services I went with the family business. But we lived at Broadway then. We moved from Upwey, where I said I was born, down to Broadway, Springfield Road, where the family business was. And it's all gone now, unfortunately, but there we are, that's the way of the world.
Whereabouts was the business?
In Springfield Road in Broadway, the business. Actually, in the end, I pulled it all down and built myself a nice house there, which was very nice, but as more of the land got built on round about where we lived, we decided to move, and we moved nearer to Radipole, where we still live today, at Redlands, which is a lovely area.
But you can remember that when there were no houses built there at all?
Oh yes, yeah, I can remember the main road from Broadway to Radipole Spa when there were no houses there at all. And as they built the houses along Dorster Road, they still left the old hedge at the edge of the road, and the houses were built way back. But eventually, of course, the old hedge went and they widened the road, you see?
Yes.
Which was quite interesting, but there we are.
Yeah. How much change have you seen in the Otway Village itself?
Otway Village? Well,
and
because...
This area around the school and the wishing well.
Yeah, I can't say as I've noticed a lot of change here, really. Only the school here are closing down and moving to Broadway, didn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. It was a school next to Way Valley School, which is still there now.
How far did you used to travel as a child, you know, walking around or cycling?
Oh, yeah, we used to, weekends and that, we used to walk around. In fact, one of our favourite spots was actually Ridgeway, up the top of Ridgeway. There's a clump of trees right up on the top, and there's a pond up there, very deep. One thing we were told was, as kids, that a horse and cart went down into the pond, and they never seen after that. But that's just one of those...
Whereabouts is that pond?
It's right by the clump of trees, right at the top of I don't know what the farm's called, sorry.
At the top of Gould's Hill?
No, Ridgeway.
Right.
Top of Ridgeway.
Right, yeah, at the top of the Roman Road.
As you're going up Ridgeway, it's over on the right.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just off the broad main road, if you like.
Yes.
But the pond, as far as I know, is still there, but of course I haven't been up there for years.
Right.
But we used to love going up there because the view is so lovely, and it still is today.
What about going to Hardy's Monument along the ridge there?
Yeah, we did. We used to go there sometimes. Used to cycle to there. I was a bit fitter then than I am now. There we are. But quite an interesting place as well, because it's nice and high. And again, the views are lovely from there. And we used to cycle to Weymouth, of course. And just walk along the beach and do all sorts of things like that. Make new friends and that sort of thing. But as I said before, the war started and everything changed. But we're still here and still carrying on, I hope, for a few more years yet anyway. But one sad thing in my life was I lost a half-brother in Japan in the war. 22 years old he was. But he wasn't the only one, was he? There were thousands of others that, you know, same thing.
Yes.
Very sad, but there we are. Upset mother quite a bit. But she's dead now, and there we are. But I'm lost.
You're still alive and kicking now?
Yeah, I'm still alive and kicking, yeah. Nearly 83.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Okay.
Righto, Bill. Sorry I couldn't go on and on.